Letter Ayin. So, writes Rav Usher. This is on the topic of Shalom Bayis. Chachamenu gilu lanu shemish HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bo medako b'Yisrael. Chazal tell us something fascinating, that he who HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, he brings upon him Yisrael, and a pasuk is brought. K'maymer hakasav chafetz Hashem dekoy hacheli. That Hashem brings chayli upon those he desires. And this is how he begins this letter to this husband, this father, who's complaining about a very difficult spouse. So he tells him, "L'chinin kedai lispal min ha'kaev ha'yisurim." Therefore, it's not kedai to get all worked up about the pain and the suffering that you're going through in the marriage. V'im zayichin l'kabel esam baruch toev v'yava. And if it be zeichet to accept upon yourself with a good spirit and with love, the yisurim from Hashem, chayivchem oisem lias mizbeach kapara v'imtzay lakash v'im Hashem yisbarach. It could be turned, this bitterness, into what he calls a mizbeach kapara, barring the lashon of Chazal, a tremendous kapara for you, and also a means to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So see this as an opportunity. Not as a way to try to get out of it, but to go all the way through it and to come out on the other side. But no, be a chacham a bit to discern the difference between the types of yisurim. What are the types of yisurim which come from above? And then the types of yisurim which a person brings upon himself. And with a little bit of struggle, with a little bit of work, you'll be able to patter yourself from those yisurim, and then they won't be. So meaning a person, many times, he adds fuel to the fire. And there are yisurim which are nigzar upon him, and then the yisurim that a person in his foolishness, he adds up on top of that. So he says, of course, with the mahalach of Rav Usher, person will save himself from the entire thing. But be it as it is, in the current situation which you find yourself, be a chacham at least, and only be dealing with the yisurim which come from above and not adding any extra yisurim into the mix. But then he continues with the main lesson. U'mishuhu baal nefesh yoyser. A person, however, who is a baal nefesh yoyser, who wants more than that. U'machapes es derech amun apshuta, and he's looking for the amun apshuta derech. Yoideh, he knows, ki hu bebechiras ha-tayva oysa ha-koil. That Hashem Yisbarach, he does everything, and everything for the good. Ve'af im ishtecha, mitzareh soscha, bitzar hachi gadol ba'olam. And even if your wife is being mitzar you with the greatest pain possible that you can imagine, ha'isa ma'ke v'yadeh, shisi b'meis Hashem. You should know and recognize, meaning the Baal Nefesh, he's looking to know and looking to recognize that it's a Siba Meis Hashem, that this is coming from Hashem with a purpose. Kedesh la'idei hashtika ha-pnimis, that from that inner silence, mitech v'giya nafshis, a spiritual calm, yielach ha-kesherim ha-boire, that what's going to emerge from this, and even in the moment of that pain itself, will emerge a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. If you were to know that such a thing is possible, that from that pain and from that suffering, that a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach will be formed, then you would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. Then there would be an open love and harmony amongst the entire family, as he's going to explain. Mikan, and so from this vantage point, she'ein tzarech b'chlal lispor es ha'tayves she'ataysela v'esharoyes she'him eshiva l'cha'apai. There's no need for you to count all the good things that you do for her and all the terrible things that she does for you back, which is very common in a discrepancy between a husband and a wife. I do this, you don't do that, and then it goes back and forth. So the checklists of who's done good, more of this one than that one, you would throw out the window. Because if instead of staying on the surface, you would go deeper and follow the Derech Emuna. Through your anava, through your bittul, through your hachna, through your emuna pshuta, being makabel everything which is happening from Hashem Yisbarach with the siba to bring you to that kesher with Hashem Yisbarach, you see beyond the surface, you would be a vessel to receive the shechina upon you and upon the home. And then you'd have with the koyach hanefesh of yours, with this ashras hashchina which is upon you, to empower your children and to do chesed for them, to free them from her pachad. Meaning, he was complaining apparently the fact that because of her rage, everybody in the house is walking on eggshells and nobody has any yishuv hadas. So he says, you could save that. You can help the children, not just yourself, you can help the entire family. And he writes, Ki ha-pachad noivea mimcha. The pachad is coming from you. Ata makrin aleis ha-pachad. You allow her. You shine, so to speak, the pachad upon her. If you would learn a little bit more about yourself, you could put an end to the whole thing. Because through that, if you come to your place of FS, of nothingness, zero, and you would understand to see yourself for who you truly are, as he quotes many times in this pasuk, that I see Hashem Yisbarach from my flesh, to turn your chomer into tzura, your guf into nefesh, to be mezachach yourself to mekabel behava. Ayde hachna shalcha, through your own humility, gam ishtecha haise nechnas, even your wife will also come to a state of hachna. Vaz ish v'isha shalom b'neim shechina shor b'neim. And there will be harmony between the two of you. Just a little to understand it in pnimius, because the ish is considered to be the neshama, and the isha is the guf. And if a person is very indulged in his guf, that means that he's empowering the isha, so to speak, that he's empowering an isha, not in a way which is a isha yiras Hashem hitesala, but in a way that he's giving dominance to the guf over the neshama, and that turns everything upside down. So being mezachich the guf, and sometimes the shalom bayis is a way for a person to be makabel b'ahava. And that pain and that still, that inner silence, the zichuch, the purification which takes place in the guf, is what, aside from bringing down the shechina k'daisha, which is going to be the ikr, because ish v'isha, you know, shalom b'neihem, the shechina is b'neihem. The shem Hashem is upon them. But just in pnimius, understand, mi b'sari echzeh leika, that from the basar, which is connected to isha, she was created from the basar, v'hayu l'basar echad, so that zichuch ha-basar, and turning that guf into neshama, so it's mahapech, the Isha, to the Bechin of Isha Yiras Hashem Mitesala. And the same thing when it comes in that for a woman, for a husband, in the same way. And Rav Usher continues, and if one house in Klal Yisrael is zeicha to become tahar from these dimyonis, from the klipos, then it can be ma'ayr, many other homes amongst us, that they should also be makir and to know that Hashem Yisbarach is the manhig. He's the manning of the world, the manning of the home. And not to be afraid of anything. To redirect the yira, the pacha which you feel at the home, to Hashem Yisbarach. And he quotes many times the teaching of the Gemara, Ashi Adam Afachi Tamid, that a person should have a pachad from Hashem Yisbarach, not that a person has a pachad of onesh per se, although it's necessary at times, but the pachad is, it comes from knowing that Hashem Yisbarach is the root of my life. That a person's every moment is in Hashem's hands. And he could be here today and gone tomorrow. And that pachad of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show and there's nothing which is a given at any moment. So Hashem Yisbarach wants that pachad because that's a yiras Hashem lecha. That's a very healthy, a very positive, very simchatic yira when we understand who Hashem Yisbarach is, that he's the Balarachamim. He's meiti v'goybal toiv l'koil. So when a person understands that yira and he's mild of the yira, I mean a philosopher from its fallen place up to its source, so that creates a hamtakas adinim, it sweetens everything. And that's a very beautiful yira that Hashem Yisbarach wants from that yira they were experiencing, to be mild of that yira. This is what they want from you. They're using this foreign, this fake pachad, to be able to enter in, once you're already there, to go into a deeper true Yira, which is Yira Shemaim. I mean, Yira Yagila Avas Hashem. From Yira, you'll go from one Daraga to Ava, Asher Zohi Kol Tachlis Yira Takin Mecham, which is everything that we're living for, is the Tachlis of Avodas Hashem, is Yira, from Yira to Ahava. And it's especially appropriate to be learning this piece the day before Lag BaOmer, in that the Svarim bring the remez from that pasuk he quoted here, Mibisari Echsa Eleika. From my flesh I see, I behold Hashem. Bisari is the Osios Rashbi. It means from the Torah of Rashbi, from the Mahalach of Rashbi, I see Elokos. Not just that we're able to look at the world and to be able to see from the creation itself that there's a Bairi, but to know the Bairi, to see the Bairi. Panim b'panim dibar Hashem imachem, that Hashem speaks to us and He wants to relate with in a way that we actually see Him. And that's through the Torah of Rashbi and the Mahalach of Rashbi, and the Derech of Amuna Pshuti certainly stems from that, and we should be zeichet to walk in the Derech Amuna and to be zeichet to the Madrigas of Mibsachi Echzelika and the Shalom Bayis and every single home of Klal Yisrael and the Bin Bayis Shlishi Mir Minom Yomei.